It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At the London Summer Olympics, it's one star-studded 200-meter race down and one to go today. American Allyson Felix won the women's 200 last night and was part of a U.S. track and field medal-winning binge. The Americans took 7 medals at Olympic Stadium, helping push the Americans past arch-medal rival China in the overall race. Not that anyone's counting, right, Tom Goldman?
Oh, right, Renee. Counting medals merely fuels jingoistic tendencies, pitting nation against nation, and that's not what the Olympics are about.
Oh, that is, of course, Tom Goldman with us from London, as he's been for the past many days of the Olympics. Let's talk about the medal Allyson Felix won. Gold, a color she's been chasing for quite a while.
8 years at least, that's right. She won Olympic silver in the 200 in 2004 and 2008. Last night, she finally broke through, beating a scary fast field of runners. You had Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce and Carmelita Jeter, the 100 meters winner and runner-up, finishing second and third behind Felix. Then you had Veronica Campbell-Brown, who won the 200. Each of those years, Felix finished second. And Sonia Richards-Ross, who won the 400 here in London. Those two finished out of the medals. So a hugely talented and fast field.
And what was the key for Felix to get to the head of that group?
You know, the seeds of this victory were planted after last year's World Championships. Felix wasn't happy with her results, and she went to her coach, Bob Kersey. She said she wanted to work on her explosive speed, meaning she wanted to turn to the 100 meters along with her beloved 200. And here in London, she finished fifth in the 100, but she ran a personal best time. And we saw last night how she burst in front of an incredibly fast field of runners. Here's what she said after the race.
I feel like going back to the 100, it made me aggressive. Of course, work to do there, but having a PR encouraged me, and I just knew that that speed would help in the 200, and I definitely think it did.
Now, Renee, remember that raging controversy at the U.S. track and field trials when Felix and Jenna Batarmo ran a dead heat in the 100, and then they scheduled a runoff, the winner of which would run the 100 in London, the loser would be out of the 100. Of course, Tarmo decided not to do the runoff, giving Felix the spot here. Now, it's interesting to think about what if Tarmo had done the runoff and won, and as a result, Felix wouldn't have run the 100 here in London. What impact would that have had on the 200? We will never know, but we do know Allyson Felix is a very happy young woman today.
And there is another big 200 coming up later today, a guy named Usain Bolt, ready to proclaim himself a legend.
Yeah, well, no one ever accused sprinters of being overly humble, right? So he is the greatest sprinter ever, but even he says he needs to win today's 200 meters, successfully defending the title he won at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. He says if he's able to repeat in both the 100, which he's already done, and the 200, that will make him a legend, and he's probably right.
Finally, in track and field, American Ashton Eaton set a world record in the decathlon at the U.S. trials. He's halfway through competition in London. And how's he doing?
He's doing really well. He came into today with a 220-point lead over fellow American Trey Hardy. Yesterday's first day of competition, 5 of the 10 events. Eaton was spectacular at times. He broke the Olympic record in the 100-meter dash. He was first in the long jump. So today could be kind of a magical finish, and he could be crowned the world's greatest athlete.
All right. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman in London. Thanks.
You're welcome.